Your Royal Highness, ladies and gentlemen, one of the Buddhist terms most familiar to the Thai people is Pachai Si, or the four Pachaya, which means the four necessities or requisites of life, namely food, clothing, shelter, and medicine. The importance and indispensability of food is especially emphasized in the Buddha's own words, "All beings are maintained by nutriment." Not only our personal lives, but also the whole of human civilization, including the religious life, is dependent on food. Lack of food hinders the attainment of a good life and the realization of a good society. Good health is impossible without food. That is why the Buddha said, "Hunger is the greatest disease." Hunger should therefore be eliminated, and its elimination is a fundamental task requiring the cooperation and participation of all humankind. Due to inequalities in power, opportunity, and ability, human society is characterized by economic disparity. Some people enjoy an abundance of food and other luxuries, while many others are in state of poverty, in which they suffer from shortages of food and other necessities. Thus, Buddhism emphasizes poverty as a basic source of suffering. As the Buddha said, "Poverty is suffering in the world." In order to help free people from this basic source of suffering, Buddhism prescribes the basic virtue of giving or liberality. Whether in the form of generosity, charity, or distribution, this is brought out in the saying, "Without giving or benevolence, there is no other refuge for all beings." On the level of personal relations, people should be generous and ready to help one another through benefaction, especially giving to those in need. He who gives food is the giver of strength. In contrast, he who is alone does not secure happiness, and one should not eat a tasty meal alone. Buddhists are advised to train themselves in giving in such verses as the following: "'Twas wrong to eat alone, I thought, so took a vow one day, to touch no food unless I gave some part of it away. To eat alone is now approved by men of noble mind. Whoso with others does not share, no happiness may find." Also in this verse, "From little one should little give, from moderate means likewise. From much give much, of giving not no question can arise. This then I tell thee, O Siya, gives up of that is thine. Eat not alone, no bliss is his that by himself can dine. By charity thou may ascend the noble path divine." Similar words of advice above in the Buddhist text. In society at large or at the state level, good and wise government or management is needed to ensure a proper distribution of wealth. This can be achieved through vocational promotion and other measures to free the needy of poverty. Thus, it is prescribed as a duty of a great ruler to let wealth be given or distributed to the poor. Once the Buddha gave to a ruler an advice on vocational promotion, "To those in the kingdom who are engaged in cultivating crops and raising cattle, let your majesty distribute grain and fodder. To those in trade, give capital. To those in government service, assign proper living wages. Then those people, being intent on their own occupations, will not harm the kingdom. Your Majesty's revenues will be great, the land will be tranquil and not beset by thieves. However, the fundamental and long-term solution lies in human development. Over and above the social action of giving or benefaction, on an individual basis, all people should be taught to develop the right attitude to food and its consumption. People tend to eat food out of sensual desire for the sake of its good taste, in other words, to satisfy the tongue. This is the wrong way to consume food, in that it leads to unwise consumption, both in terms of the quantity of food consumed and its kind. And since it is detrimental to health, it leads to a deterioration in the quality of life. Socially, it intensifies conflict, exploitation, and social unrest. Environmentally, it aggravates the problems of natural resource depletion, pollution, and waste disposal. An essential part of right living is right behavior, and a basic form of right behavior is related to our conduct in connection with the food. It is called moderation in eating, and it means wise consumption of food. It is wise in that it is eating not merely to satisfy the sense of taste, but to realize the skillful aim of enhancing the quality of life. It is moderate in that this wise way of eating places limitations on the amount and kinds of food we eat. It prevents or at least alleviates the problem of food wastage and wastage as a result of food. In the words of the Buddha, "Bhikkhus, you should train thus. We will be moderate in eating. Reflecting wisely, we will take food neither for amusement, nor for intoxication, nor for the sake of physical beauty and attractiveness, but only for the endurance and continuance of this body, for ending discomfort, and for assisting the holy life, considering thus I shall terminate old feeling without arousing new feelings, and I shall be healthy and blameless and shall live in comfort." There are two principal aspects of this wise consumption known as moderation in eating. First, it is aimed at enhancing the quality of life in terms of health. Second, it is consumption of food not as an end to satisfy a desire, but as a means to realize a more sublime or lofty goal, to use physical health as a tool in creating and achieving something good for life and society. Obviously, this kind of food consumption is beneficial to life, society, and the natural environment. Thus, as far as food is concerned, in order to realize the welfare and security of human society, the following strategies may be undertaken. First, to create an assurance that nature will sustainably yield sufficient food for all. Second, to manage our communities, especially at the state level, to ensure proper distribution of wealth and prevention of poverty, for example, by vocational promotion. Third, to encourage human development in at least the following three areas. A, development of a work ethic, encouraging diligence and effort in lawful occupations. B, training in giving liberality of benefaction. C, wise consumption of food consisting in moderation in eating. All three fields of action are interrelated and interdependent. If they are achieved, food security will be realized. As mentioned above, the long-term solution lies in human development or education. Without right education, food security will never be achieved. On the contrary, conflict, exploitation and oppression will increase, and the problems of poverty and starvation will become even more critical. Education, according to Buddhism, means learning to live a better life or training to live wisely. It thus begins with basic training regarding simple matters in everyday life. Newly ordained monks are expected to undergo the following three fundamental aspects of training, and this may also be regarded as guideline for child education in the family. First, training in proper daily conduct through disciplinary rules governing one's relationship with the environment, both physical and social especially. A. To establish wholesome habits regarding the acquisition, consumption, and distribution of food and goods that are favorable to quality of life and peaceful coexistence with one's neighbors. B. To render life more independent of wasteful consumption and sensual enjoyment, and thus more prepared for further development in mental and spiritual qualities, along with inner peace, freedom, and happiness. Second, training in the wise use of the sense faculties, such as the eyes and the ears, for acquiring learning and knowledge. This naturally induces the development of the ability to find happiness in learning and an appreciation for constructive actions which are required to balance or minimize the instinctual use of the senses for satisfying sensual desires. Third, training in the wise consumption of food through critical reflection on its true value, which is to enhance the quality of life through good health, not merely to satisfy the desire for good taste or pleasure, or to blindly seek stylishness or feelings of grandeur in accordance with social values. This training result is moderation in eating, and not only enhances the quality of life, but also checks the wasteful consumption of food, mitigates conflict and exploitation in society, and is a prerequisite for equitable distribution of food and sustainable development as a whole. This moderation in eating, consisting in the wise consumption of food, is extended to cover the consumption of other requisites of life, such as clothing, dwelling place, drugs and medical equipment, and all consumer goods and technology. The training is also meant to develop right attitudes towards consumer goods, technology, and material well-being. Material abundance or economic sufficiency should be regarded as pachyai or pachyaya, that is, as a means, not as an end. Life is not lived for the sake of material goods, but depends on them to the extent that they are requisites, supports, and instruments on and by which we can proceed to develop our life, to attain the higher goals of peace, freedom, and real happiness, and to create a benevolent society. To ensure that a good life will be realized in conjunction with a good society, the following two kinds of training are prescribed for everyone, thus bringing the three aspects of training to five. Fourth, training in creativity and productivity, which is especially needed in this age of consumerism. However, by productivity is meant the desire, readiness to do constructive action. The individual is encouraged to seek satisfaction through doing rather than consuming, to find happiness in a life of work rather than luxury. Fifth, training in giving is prescribed to balance or counter the inclination to take, and to develop mutual happiness through goodwill and friendliness. Modern education seems to specialize in developing the inclination and ability to acquire and take. It serves the competitive system and intensify stress in the mind and conflict in society. The ability and readiness to give encourages creativity and concord. In sum, for concrete results, an effective and efficient system of social management in conjunction with active transactions such as those of the government are needed to realize food security. In the long run, however, right education in human development is the indispensable factor for ensuring that food security will be real and sustainable. Thank you.